To get the full value of joy, you must have someone to divide it with, said Mark Twain. But it also aligns with my why and purpose in life. My name is Minku Butter, and I'm a joy advocate, mindfulness practitioner, and a dedicated volunteer with Art Mantram, the foundation that brings you this wonderful session today. First, though, I would like to extend a very warm welcome to all our amazing listeners today who are online to hear the in-depth work we are doing back here in India through our Art Mantram Foundation, an amazing and powerful platform doing some soul-stirring work in the spirit of giving and service to artists and other NGOs at grassroots levels. My blessings go out to Sam Leibowitz for aligning with us and giving us this opportunity to be here on this wonderful forum and talk about the upcoming Glasshouse Poetry Festival. I want to share with our listeners that it's a global online event coming together over a long weekend of 23rd to 26th July. So please mark your diaries, of course, but more importantly, help in uplifting morals of artists and poets in this COVID-defining times by lending them this platform. We do need to reintroduce joy back in our lives in every single moment. I am very excited to introduce to you a brilliant young lady. She is the founding trustee of Art Mantram Trust, the serving vice president, and has been working in the space for the last 20 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Yumna Harisingh Jawa. Hello, Yumna.
Hi, Minku. Thanks to you and Sam for having me.
So glad that you could join us, because I don't think there's too many people out there who can describe and capture the true essence of the upcoming Glasshouse Festival the way you can, Yumna. And I always feel that questions are actually a great way to engage the mind and to, you know, shape our thoughts and inspire feelings and, of course, lead us to action. So I do have a few questions for you today, and I feel that would help bring clarity for our listeners. So tell me, Yumna, how was this festival, the Glasshouse Poetry event, even conceived? And what is its underlying spirit?
Minku, thank you so much. That was a really warm introduction. I think I'm actually going to start with your second question about what was the underlying spirit. Because I agree also, you'd said to me once, for it is in giving that we receive. And I'd like to start with the lockdown. As you know, India went into this total lockdown in the middle of March, along with a lot of the rest of the world. And one of the major issues we faced was overnight, we shut down all economic activity. And we had something like 140 million domestic migrant workers, most of whom were on daily wages, who overnight weren't able to earn any money and therefore weren't able to spend money for food or for their living conditions, etc. Since then, we've gone through a series of lockdown extensions, but starting from those very dire straits in the first lockdown, you know, you started right. The lockdown with this image of people in dire straits. So it was looking at the external circumstances, looking at internally where we were, and those are two things that brought us to the formation of the Glasshouse Festival.
Amazing. Yeah, that's really, you know, that's a noble thought. And I love the way that you walked the talk, and the action is really what you need. But seriously, I still want to hear a little bit more on how this festival was conceived, because I am a true believer that in conception sits the perception and the unfolding. So would you throw a little bit more light on that?
So coming to the overall essence of the festival, as I mentioned, it was conceived, you know, when this first lockdown took place, essentially because all of us were cut off geographically from each other. We were all hunkered down in place. You know, it meant that solace came from reaching out through the cold but vital comfort of screens to embrace each other emotionally and socially and psychologically. And despite the increasing numbers of opportunities to better oneself through wonderful online courses or luxuriate and fantastic cultural offerings, you know, I know the Met Opera in New York has been offering a new opera every day, we still felt the lack of coming together to celebrate cultures of fraternity. And, you know, we're so rooted in creativity and nurturing creativity in each other and creating together that it was a question about how do we marry the two? How do we, you know, serve the cause that we saw externally? And at the same time, how do we manage our desire to reach out to each other and co-create in this time? Because, you know, Minku, we had all of these plans for the year.
Of course, I remember that, Yumna. Distinctly and fondly, I remember all those memorable times we came together to paint under the sun. Wasn't that so joyful? In Cubbon Park, every quarter, more often when the weather permitted. But you know how Bangalore is. The weather is beautiful most of the time. And it feels just like yesterday we were discussing how, you know, we were having these soulful conversations, if you remember, about working towards a celebration of the old city in a mega festival. And that would hearken into the past to celebrate our rich heritage. You know, I had a vision. I wanted to see it like a beautiful tapestry through different eras. And of course, all that had to be frozen and halted in its planning stages, considering, of course, the present social distancing, right?
Exactly. So, you know, as a group of art lovers, we had already pivoted online, you know, as soon as we saw that we couldn't get together in person, in the open. Within our community of the Friends of Art Mantram, we met daily to discuss plans and achievements. We talked about what we could do when the city reopened. And then we moved from daily sessions to thrice weekly sessions. And we did so many things, you know, brought in international speakers, workshop together, did lecture demonstrations. It was really wonderful, but still extremely restricted in its reach. You know, it was just to the people within the organization who are members of the organization. And the warmth of that experience of building energy day in and day out and of wallowing in what we really loved brought to fruition this idea of doing an arts festival. You know, how do we take this internal synergy that we have and share it with the world and to replicate this oscillating energy? And so the Glasshouse Festival was born.
You know, Yumna, that's such an interesting name. And I smile as I say this, because in case you didn't know, one of my recent poetries was actually inspired by this name. So I think this is the first time you're getting to hear about this. And I'm very tempted to recite a few verses right now, if you will humor me.
Of course, go ahead.
Thank you. I call it the Shattered Glass House. I hear the rocks being thrown. I don't mind this glass house of mine being shattered. Maybe that's the idea. Maybe I don't want to be caged and want transparency so you can no longer doubt or question me. It fogs with the breathlessness left from all those half-truths and unreal realities I project, allowing you to sometimes guess who I am and who I'm not. Echoing words, near yet so far, drawing images of me that even I have forgotten. So those are the lines that came about, Yumna, from this. Yumna, I would like to know a little bit more on, you know, why this glass house, why this name for the poetry festival? So would you tell us a little bit more about that, the name I'm fascinated with?
Sorry, Miku, it's raining here, so I think I cut out for a second. But yes,
no.
You know, as they say, that was wonderful. Thank you for sharing. And I think you've really taken the imagery of the glass house and done something with it. And I think that that's what it was, you know. The name has invited several questions about why we chose it. We felt in the lockdowns like hothouse flowers, you know, cloistered away from external dangers in our lockdown. It felt like a fragile situation, and the talk of throwing stones while in glass houses seems particularly apt as Minku, can you hear me?
Of course, of course. Please carry on. And you know, I just want to share with our viewers on
as people why rebel the against house. Centuries of pent up injustices. You know, let there be destruction. Let there be uncomfortable conversations.
So I think you know, I always have believed in the Murphy's Law, and I think right now we are having the Murphy's Law in action, and you know, we have a thunderstorm here in Bangalore. It is, after all, the monsoons that we love, and in fact, we had such beautiful flowers right outside the house, strewn on the paths. So, Yumna, I invite you to take it up again, exactly, and why. Very briefly, why this name for this poetry festival? I think it's very important for our listeners to link with this.
Thanks, Minku. Apologies. It's the weather.
But not at all.
Really, really quickly, you know, we love the imagery that we were all like hothouse flowers cloistered away from the danger outside. We love that thing about don't throw stones at glass houses, because I think it's the perfect time where, you know, society is really re-examining what brings us together, what's important, the respect we need to have for each other in practical life, and not just the words that we pay to it. And also, of course, there's a glasshouse in Bangalore that's unique, modeled after the London Crystal Palace that burnt down in 1936. So lots of reasons, but I'm sure we can come back to that some other time.
So I'm
the symbolism really lent itself, Minku.
Yes, I completely see that. And I'm so blown over by this magnitude of thought process, Yumna, and the humongous ideation behind this. So I'm very curious. I understand there's a lot of poets participating from all over the world. So who are these poets, and where are they coming from, and why are they aligning with the poetry festival? Right. So I am finding, yes, Yumna, I just was trying to get an answer for the audience, and I know that the connectivity and this, of course, I just want to know, you know, just very quickly, because I know that today we have other poets on. Who are these poets? Would you just tell us very briefly, you know, concisely, on who are they?
So this is an online free platform, and we've been very lucky to have poets joining us from around the world, lending their voices, their works, their thoughts and their energy towards each other and to those who are going to come and listen to hear and join in. And we're also bringing into the fold organizations currently working with those in need. So, you know, with migrants, farmers, weavers, we're bringing in photographers who are capturing the realities of Indian hospitals. So it's really this coming together of creative minds all embedded in the anchor of poetry. So we have poets from the US, the UK, Malaysia, China, South Africa, Ireland, Hungary, Australia, Tibet, you know, the length and breadth of the Indian continent. And really, we're quite proud, and we hope that you'll all be able to join us as part of this. And
that is amazing. So far, many. Go ahead, Yumna. I just was also wondering, you know, why now? And I think this is another question that I am going to park for now, and we will come back to this because this is really when I think we have, you know, Jija Hari Singh, the founder and trustee and mentor, and we have Raji Narayan, the president of Art Mantram, coming in right after this segment. So thank you, Yumna, so much for joining us. And I feel you, Yumna, and I hear you. And thank you for throwing light on the glass house as we sit vulnerable and daring to show up in our authentic ways. All right. So we are just trying to connect with the person who it all started with. Jija Hari Singh, founder and trustee and mentor, Raji Narayan, right, coming on very soon. Yumna, I would actually love to have a longer conversation.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Thank you.
run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Minku, for that awesome introduction. Buddha had said, all that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. The story of Atmandram rests on thoughts of kindness, power of giving, and service. 21 years ago, in 1999, India, our country, went through a crisis of armed conflict and had casualties of nearly 500 personnel. Television screens beamed the stories of the trauma and sorrow of families losing a loved one in that war. Thoughts of reaching out and consoling the young widows came up. A few friends joined together to put up an exhibition of my paintings to sell and raise money. We sold all the works we put up, an amount just over a quarter of a million rupees was quite a sizable amount in 1999 as the contribution from one individual to the Kargil Widows Fund. A few months later, in December 1999 itself, the devastating Orissa floods happened on the eastern coast of India. The group got together again. This time, the sponsorship raised from an art exhibition and a music concert fetched enough resources to rebuild an old age home washed away by the floods. This was in Bhubaneswar. Mandram Art Foundation was born. And then over the years, it evolved organically and is now called Art Mandram. The vision of Art Mandram is to make art a part of everyday life of everyone. Towards this, our aim is to promote in multiple ways the arts, artists, and awareness. As everyone knows, art has been the prerogative of kings and influential, wealthy families. The creative soul, an artist, is rarely celebrated in his lifetime. Art Mandram nurtures art and artists through providing a non-commercial platform. We consciously act as a bridge between artists and patrons of art through our art exhibitions and festivals.
we promote and foster public interaction with the artists at various open park and similar events. We nurture the sensitivity and appreciation of art in society through conferences, lectures, lectures, and interactive engagements. Of course, now, in the pandemic times, we have gone online. Motivated by a desire for service and giving, we have supported the challenged and the deprived and those affected by calamity and disaster. This joy of giving continues to fuel all our actions to promote art and artists. To mention some of them, we support the cause of autism, the autism schools of Asha and Bubbles. Sharbani of Bubbles will be speaking later. We have been supporting Prerana Resource Center for many years, a home for the paraplegic or visually impaired marginalized young girls from rural areas of our state. Laksh Foundation, working for supplementary education of 1,500 rural kids and hundreds of poverty-stricken women near Delhi, is yet another who also features today. Education of young victims of insurgency in Arunachal Pradesh on the eastern borders of India is another PET project. Medicines for earthquake affected through volunteer doctors of Ek Paila in the neighboring country of Nepal is also worth remembering. And now, in recent times, of course, food and succor of all kinds for the COVID-impacted artists, artisans, weavers, dancers, musicians, theater personnel, and the like. The help for weavers, Pavitra of Vimor, will speak later. So, for the past two decades, it has indeed been a compelling and exciting journey for us in Art Mantram. I now hand over to Raji Narayan, President Art Mantram, who will highlight some of the landmarks along the way. Thank you.
Thank you, Jija. So, you have heard the story of the Glasshouse Festival and the genesis of Art Mantram. Let's take a bird's eye view of what Art Mantram has done in all these years outside of India and in the Indian metropolitan cities of Delhi, Mumbai, and now Bangalore. As a not-for-profit organization, we have always tried to build bridges between artists of various calibers to inspire creativity amongst them and for them to aspire to reach further. Artists as creators of art are often forgotten and left to fend for themselves. It is this platform to showcase their works that is being given by Mantram to each one of them by conducting art festivals, shows, camps, residences, interactive sessions, and more, all with the dual purpose of addressing social issues and encouraging the art itself. All our events have been dedicated to a cause, the need of that hour. I would like to highlight some of our big canvas milestone events chronologically. The Bangalore International Art Festival, the BIAF, and the Rorik Centenary Celebrations in Bangalore was our flagship event in 2004. The whole city of Bangalore came alive for a whole week of celebrations with art exhibitions in various galleries throughout the city, painting camps, street art, folk, as well as classical dance performances, multiple theater fests, painting competitions for children, and many more throughout the week-long festival. In 2010, we had the opportunity of taking the works of 11 of our artists to the Nehru Center at London. There was so much excitement with us, the organizers and the artists. This was a jugalbandi, that is a fusion and a beautiful mix of paintings and dance. It was a four-day festival beginning with one Indian dance form called the Kuchipudi, performed by well-known dancers Arunima Kumar, and the closing ceremony with another fabulous dance form called the Mohini Attam, rendered by Gopika Varma. The variety and the richness of Indian contemporary art, the works of these artists were truly unique. I remember our debut in the UAE in 2011. In keeping with our vision of spreading art to ever-increasing audiences, we presented the exhibition called Place in the Sun in Dubai at the gallery in the Jumeirah Towers, highlighting the amazing diversity and versatility of various themes, idioms, and palettes of India. Place in the Sun featured works of 24 of India's leading artists with a common thread of happy anticipation and joy in the voyage of life. We had, as our honored guests at the show, the Ambassador of India, His Excellency, Mr. Lokesh M. Kapanaya, and the Consul General, His Excellency, Sanjay Varma. We had organized a three-day festival in 2012 to commemorate the 101st birth anniversary of noted artist K.K. Hebbar at the National Gallery of Modern Art in Bangalore. A documentary on the artist's life was shown and a scholarship to a budding artist was awarded. In 2015, Art Mantram held an exhibition of the masters, calling it Anhata, meaning the silence you discover within your inner self, the divine melody. This was a celebration of the creativity of some of the greatest artists of our land. Last year in October 2019, when we are all in great happy times before COVID struck the world, Art Mantram brought together the city's artists, craftspersons, policymakers, and academicians to audiences in the city to contribute to making our city Bangalore a city of art, craft, and design. This 15-day festival held across multiple venues included a marketplace for young artists, a craft village fair, a dance appreciation workshop, 5 Padma awardees, that's the third Indian national award, shared their journeys in the space of art, followed by a national conference on art, craft, and design. Art Mantram's events always start with an idea, and then they become a mega event. And through the year, we also do one-day events like a series of art in the park done bi-monthly. Young artists paint live under trees, the location being one of the city's big gardens. Also, we do live painting workshops for children. We have done a series of art therapy programs for the children undergoing chemotherapy at the cancer hospital. Art Mantram has been honoring women every year for the last many years, whose achievements have been exemplary in the fields of art, music, dance, and theatre. We call it the Mantram Lifetime Achievement Awards to 3 women of imagination, innovation, and creativity. And the list never ends. It goes on and on and on. Thank you for listening. And now I would like to invite and introduce to you 3 very special people in our lives who have benefited from Mantram. Over to Ila Lomba of the Laksh Foundation, Sarbani Mukherjee of the Bishwa Gauri Charitable Trust, Pavitra Muddaya of Bimor Handloom Foundation.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Lumba from the Laksh Foundation, which was founded in 2007 to provide basic education to the children of village Mangar in Haryana. With a ratio of 200 students to one teacher at the village government school, there was a high failure rate, resulting in a number of dropouts from the school. Our plan was to bring these children to a basic level of understanding so that they could return to school and complete their education. We have been fortunate to be assisted by the student volunteers of Warwick University in UK since 2010, who annually come to us and have structured our tutorial and teacher training program, so that today we have tuition centers in six villages within a radius of 15 kilometers and a total of 1,500 students registered with us. We do not charge our students, and our program is run totally on donation. We also have a women's empowerment program, which includes teaching the ladies to stitch and embroider, and also how to preserve fruits and vegetables into pickles and conserves. We are working closely with around 100 women in three of these villages. I have been fortunate to have personally been associated with Art Mantram since its inception in 2000. Their dedication towards their cause has been a big inspiration to me in my work in the villages. Although our women's cooperative is self-sustainable, the education society works totally on donations. Not only was Art Mantram amongst the first to donate for setting up our project, but they have followed through with us at every stage. I remember once remarking initially in 2007 to the founder trustee about how a basic item like clothes is so perishable in the village, and how they appreciate even the oldest of the oldest hand-me-downs. And I remember mentioning to them how, because I was fundraising for sweaters for that cold winter, and mentioning to her that
the village girls who come to us between the ages of 3 and 10 years old, they would wear pants and long skirts, but the clothes would be torn, so they would be totally exposed as they didn't wear underwear. So there was immediately a donation for not only sweaters, but also underwear for about 40 young girls. Today, in addition to our education and women's program, we are also trying to get the youth to get back to their roots, because our village is only able to provide chauffeurs to the satellite metros, which are about half an hour away from us. But by making them self-sufficient, by growing their own vegetables and selling them, growing their vegetables chemically free and selling them in the market, they would be able to cultivate their own land. So we are starting a dairy and vegetable cooperative. The biggest lesson that I've learned from Art Mantram is to do the right thing and everything falls into place. And I'm so grateful to them for that.
Thank you, Ila Lumba, for that acknowledgement. It's so gratifying to see beneficiaries benefited in a true sense. I now invite Sarbani Malik, founder director of Bubble Center for Autism, and Pavitra Mudaya, founder of Vimor, to share their journeys with Art Mantram.
Vishwa Gauri Charitable Trust is a secular organization which was established in 2009 to help children and young adults with autism and intellectual disability, ID. We have created a structured learning environment to practice best possible ways to empower individuals with autism and ID through vocation and life skills. We are driven towards the vision of building an inclusive society based on trust, respect, and equality for individuals with autism and ID. Autism is a developmental disorder which is characterized by difficulty in social interaction and communication and by restricted or repetitive patterns of thought and behavior. As per the estimates from CDC's Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network, in 2020, about 1 in 54 children has been identified on the autism spectrum. We are presently running 3 programs in Karnataka, India. Bubble Center for Autism is a daycare school program in Bangalore for children between 4 to 16 years of age, catering to improve functional literacy, self-care, effective communication, and socialization. Pragati Towards Livelihood is our second program, which is a skill training center in Bangalore for adolescent and young adults with autism and intellectual disability. Through the vocational training unit, we train them in creative art, digital literacy, and hospitality to move them towards a sustainable livelihood. Aadhaar Outreach Program is our third initiative with the main objective to support NGOs in rural Karnataka to establish structured programs based on our best practices for children with developmental disabilities. In India, there is a need to raise awareness regarding autism. Autism being a disability which is not visible from the appearance of the individual, it is often neglected and invisibilized. We run on donations and we would require financial support to build manpower, technology, space modification, resource material, etc., since we have specific requirements for each child on the spectrum. There is a requirement of a person-based approach, hence skilled manpower, teaching learning material essential for the children, technology to reach as many individuals in the rural areas to continue providing our services post-COVID-19 pandemic. We have known Art Mantram since early years of our inception. Art Mantram fosters to make art a part of everyday life, and they work towards accessibility and inclusion through forms of art. We have various art-based activities and skill training for our students, since we have experienced art to have infinite possibilities as it enables skill training and has a healing component. We have fostered different forms of art mediums such as music and movement, visual theatre, etc. With the synergies of the two organizations, we had innumerable opportunities to work together since 2014. Our association with Art Mantram began in April 2014 when we received our first financial support during their Lifetime Achievement Awards. Art Mantram has been instrumental in providing us platforms through art camps and events. These events gave exposure to spread the word regarding our organization and our cause. We have been grateful since through Art Mantram we have worked with renowned artists, volunteers from across the globe, which added to our capacity building and learning. There are many stories of our communion and partnership. In our initial days, we remember Jija Hari Singh, the founder of Art Mantram, invited our children from Bubble Center for Autism for a mock drill session at the Fire Brigade post. It is one of the memories which we cherish, as it brings together in a great way the possibilities of breaking walls and bringing together the community. Another proud and happy moment was to see our children participate in art-based events in Bangalore, which gave us wider exposure to build our network. Art Mantram has been a very supportive backbone for our team, with the learnings which widened our horizons and brought in more possibilities to explore the talent of each individual. Yes, we would highly recommend Art Mantram to as many people possible, as they strive to make art a part of each individual's life and empowering artists and artisans to strengthen their livelihood. Social communication being one of the important challenges for people on the autism spectrum, our team took years of rigorous training for the students in performing arts, and we finally staged Jungle Book, a special edition, in a theater on 6 January 2019 with 1,200 plus audience. We have been performing arts to enhance learning, exposure, community awareness and inclusion. We could not have reached this milestone without the active support of our well-wishers and funders like Art Mantram and IDFC First Bank respectively. We had planned for a musical concert and play as a fundraiser event to commemorate World Autism Awareness Month 2020. But due to COVID-19 lockdown, we have postponed the event. Art Mantram has continued their financial support for this event. We are looking forward to government directives regarding hosting of events. In order to include people from the lower economic groups to attend to our virtual sessions, we need financial support so that they can continue to access learning. We have begun a rural outreach program to support small NGOs with the expertise to reach the families to provide services for the growth of individuals with delayed development and pave their way to lead a socially valued life. We aim to widen our programs further towards strengthening rural early intervention in India. Follow us to view our ongoing activities on our website and Facebook page named Bishwa Gauri Charitable Trust. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Pavitra Mudaya, the Managing Trustee of the Vimar Handloom Foundation, registered trust in 2004. I have been a designer for 45 years, conserving handloom design and empowering and training weavers. It is very important to understand that India is one of the largest countries for having such a variety of handloom textiles, saris, fabric from time immemorial. So during this COVID time, when they were all out of work and were laid off, I reached out to Art Mantram to support us through some donation. Immediately they agreed and came forward. So today, because of people like Art Mantram and other donors, we have been able to reach 2,418 people in the span of these 2.5 months. I really thank people like that who have faith and trust in our kind of work. Art Mantram is a fabulous organization, being so transparent and working with so much of integrity. During this COVID time, we have reached out to different people in society, mainly weavers. We run a program called Hands to Empower in Gadag Betikari, where we teach underprivileged women hand embroidery. Besides that, we've also got another training that is going on in a village in Gajendragada, where we train people in older type of design skills called the Dabi. So they don't need to be computer dependent all the time. The other aspect we have is we have Vimar Museum of Living Textiles, where we showcase textiles and it becomes an experiential thing for weavers and the common man to see. Look at the textiles and even try their hand at weaving, because there are looms in the museum. During the COVID time, we worked with three different aspects. One is hunger, which we've done this 2.5 months. The second phase is to create security by means of providing yarn, design and creating a security for their future. That I've that we've already embarked on through our training programs. The last one would be on sustainability and a long-term goal, where we'd be able to handhold them after the product is made, where to help market, how to go about doing these kind of businesses, so that they would be able to create an independent enterprise by themselves with our support always. We also have running a senior weavers fund, like a pension fund, for people who are above 70 years and who no longer weave. These are people who are looked at as very useless because they cannot contribute to the family income anymore. So we have created a fund where we send money to their accounts. I believe these senior citizens are our knowledge banks and not people for old age homes. Thank you.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Sarbani and Pavitra for sharing these earnest alliances with us at Art Mantram. And now for the teaser glimpse into the fantastic Voice renditions coming up July 23rd to 26th, we have Rochelle, Angela Gegg, and Chandra Mohanji, very established poets in their own rights. So, enjoy.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Potkar, author of 4 Degrees of Separation and Paper Asylum. Two of my books, Bombay Hangovers and The Coordinates of Us, or Sarva Aunshatun Apan, is due soon. I will read for you a poem, Queen of Dark. You don't understand, you light whore. The power of the star is in the dark. The womb clustering genes, the dance of the flower is in the dark. Senses sharpen, not just sight. Wisdom, freedom, liberation. Shadows unfurl in other languages in the dark. Bodies, age, ambition. Body, age, ambition, dreams, histories reunite. Ruining the future, visiting the past in the dark. You drink the light, soot burned. I too once had iridescent spectrum fantasies. But the dark is so vast, it opened its arms and thighs, calling me into its womb, up its tubes. The light is too little, it said, outlined in an eye flame, spotlight, sun. The night always comes before the next dawn. In this zone of stark, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., memories reign, drenching anonymity. You will always find the real light in the dark. I'm happy to be associated with Art Mantram Trust and its initiative of gathering poets from around the world for the new Glasshouse Festival 2020. When we celebrate the power of poetry, what this really becomes is a glade of comfort and solace. Any gathering thus becomes a place of the mystical. I welcome you, dear friends, as part of the curatorial team, to participate wholeheartedly by sending in your poems for the Glasshouse Awards, its haiku contest, poetry on film. If you have a new way of poetry, reach out to us. We are a 4-day online festival as of now, and time is limited in scale per session, but we can always expand through partnerships. The idea is to spread joy and peace of poetry, or the catharsis that comes after unrest. Join us.
The Glasshouse Festival. It celebrates the power of poetry. My name is Angela Gegg. I'm a published author of 2 books on the spoken word, a well-known poet in the Caribbean. I speak at many events. I've performed at spoken word, Lickit festivals, jazz festivals, schools, and more. Of course, I'm proud to be a part of the Glasshouse Festival. It brings poets from around the world to participate from our homes alongside academics, writers, musicians. It's one of a kind. And of course, with the pandemic right now, it's being held online. I'd like to recite a little piece for you guys listening. It's called Corruption of COVID. My soul is weeping. My heart is bleeding. My mind has been poisoned with mistrust and hate. I'm enraged. I feel as if I've been betrayed and abused. I feel used. All is lost. All is gone. Just spit on. Trusting in itself, it's a very difficult time and a complicated thing. Something earned, something learned. You gain it, you claim it, but you just hold it dear to your heart because you have to wonder, when did it start? Why did it start? Please let it end. Please, I cannot comprehend. Take us back to the norm. Take us back to normal. It's still all about love in the end. For all of you guys listening, of course, thanks so much for tuning in. The Glasshouse, a poetry festival. Keep locked in. The dates are the 23rd of July to the 26th of July, of course. Stay tuned. The Glasshouse Poetry Festival. I am Angela Gegg. Thanks for joining me.
I am Chandra Mohan S. I self-identify as a Dalit poet writing in English, essayist, literary critic, and translator based in Trivandrum, Kerala. I have 2 collections of poetry to my credit. A third one is forthcoming. I am very happy to be part of this online poetry extravaganza that this Glasshouse Poetry Festival is, since I get to listen to a large number of poets of varied aesthetics and cultural persuasion from around the globe. This will be one of the best things that can happen to me in this troubled times of partial lockdown. I'd like to read a short poem of mine from a forthcoming collection. The poem is titled My Muse. She presented herself for me to write my poem. Her twin crimson lips eluded translation into one of my own couplets. I offered her many synonyms from which she could choose one. She liked one of them. She stepped out of her gown. My best wishes to this online poetry extravaganza that this Glasshouse Poetry Festival is. Thank you so much.
This is Elena Abraham from Art Mantram, and I take this opportunity to thank Ila, Surbani, and Pavitra for acknowledging our exchange of energies. And the poets Rochelle Podkar, Angela Gegg, and Chandrababu S., for their lovely rendering as a prologue to share a glimpse into the upcoming world of verse and prose from the 23rd to the 26th of July. Thank you to all our listeners who have been such a wonderful audience. Art Mantram has always married the soul connection of creative endeavor with the practical outreach to those who need a hand. The synergies also manifest in a range of ways, emerging organically based on the greatest need at the moment in time. We have worked with impacted peoples at the times of natural crisis on one hand, through to supporting more long-term commitments such as education and those who have a lifelong challenge that need help to move forward. All of Art Mantram's activities are in keeping with our overriding commitment to society, as well as our surrounding habitat, and with the underlying objective to the development of art and culture of our country, India. Thank you, Minku, for helping curate this show with all of us at Art Mantram. Now, I'd like to bring up our upcoming Glasshouse Festival and how you can listen and participate, and also raise funds for the causes mentioned and especially to the COVID-affected people. I would like to share our website, www.artmantram.org, if you want more info about the Poetry Festival. Now, you could also follow us on facebook.com/artmantram or Insta at Art Mantram. Now, over to you, Minku.
Thank you, Alina. You just heard Alina, who is the creative director for Art Mantram. Thank you once again, Alina, for conducting and concluding the intent behind the whole Glasshouse Festival and its beautiful, blemishless alignment with power of giving and service. I also would like to give a big shout out to Anish Vijayashankar, the walking violinist, who has played the theme music, the beautiful music that you hear before and after. So it was specially composed here, especially for our shows. And while I was listening to the various synergies and the, you know, the heartfelt sentiments today, there was an underlying understanding that emerged in my mind. And I feel like platforms like Art Mantram can actually work at inspiring others to reclaim hope. And if this hope remains alive every time the builders of the world accept their roles in the repair of human brokenness, maybe we all can now more than ever go back to being a part of the same collective higher consciousness again. Well, it's a thought. And I truly believe that a work of art is got actually no value if there is no one to be inspired by its beauty and meaning, right? And the artist, the poet, and the talkers are of very little consequences without the other half of the equation. So our voice conveying a message will be unheard if we do not have beautiful listeners like all of you. So I look forward to having you again with us next week, same time, with more heartwarming and soulful conversations on how inclusivity is the new normal. So leading to the 23rd to 26th of July, the Glasshouse Festival. This is Minku Butter signing off for today, and I wish you all so much of joy and love. Stay safe.
Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you
run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.